This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen. These are the headlines from this week in Indian All-Stars history. Here's what happened the week of June 14th through June 20th. June 14th, in 1934, Henry Armstrong defeats Davy Abbott on points in a 10-round fight. In 2014, Elizabeth Phillips makes her UFC debut against Valerie Le Tourneau at UFC 174. In 2023, Zach Whitecloud and the Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup Championship. June 15th. In 1937, Henry Armstrong stops Jackie Carter at 2 minutes and 2 seconds of the third round. In 1944, Henry Armstrong stops Al Bunny Harris at 59 seconds of the second round. In 1951, Joe Louis knocks out Lisa Bold at 2 minutes and 29 seconds of the sixth round. In 1969, Orville Moody wins the U.S. Open by one stroke. In 1983, Darrell Evans hits 3 home runs in a San Francisco Giants victory over Houston. In 1997, Dan Henderson earns the first professional mixed martial arts victory of his career. In 2012, Mike Edwards wins the United States Bowling Congress Senior Masters Championship in Las Vegas. In 2023, Ricky Fowler shoots a record-setting 62 in the opening round of the U.S. Open. June 16th. In 1930, Roy Johnson hits 2 home runs for the Detroit Tigers against the Philadelphia Athletics. In 1934, Bob Johnson goes 6-for-6 with 2 home runs and a double, tying an American League record. June 18, in 1941, Joe Louis knocks out Billy Kahn at 2 minutes and 58 seconds of the 13th round. In 1988, Joe Hipp stops Steve Cortez in the first round in Vancouver, British Columbia. In 2005, Brandon Rios stops Ramon Flores at 1 minute and 18 seconds of the first round. June 19th. In 1946, Joe Louis knocks out Billy Kahn at 2 minutes and 19 seconds of the 8th round. June 20th. In 1940, Joe Louis stops Arturo Godoy at 1 minute and 24 seconds of the 8th round. In 2008, Travis Hamonic is selected by the New York Islanders in the 2nd round of the NHL Draft, 53rd overall.
That's a look at this week in Indian All-Stars history. To support the project and help us keep telling these stories, visit IndianAllStars.com, where every purchase helps us honor Native athletes and their impact on the game. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes, past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude. And I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part. because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you gotta do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.